The show is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi Green Juice promises to deliver all the healthy superfoods you need in just one drink. It's a green powder that promises to deliver endless energy, mental clarity, and fewer sugar cravings. As a loyal listener of this show, you'll receive 15% off your order. My personal favorite is their Sunrise to Sunset Bundle, as it includes three of the best sellers. Use my promo code WRESTLING15 to get 15% off your order today. That's Organifi. Shop.com. Organifi spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. So go to OrganifiShop.com and order yours today.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. As always, I'm joined by the wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Nephew?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. A lot of going on in the world of professional wrestling. If you listen to our recap show of Monday Night Raw, you can find that. We talked about The Shield. We talked about how Baron Corbin and AOP actually finally got a main event. You know, AOP that came a long way. We talked about SmackDown on our SmackDown recap show where we saw Becky Lynch just demolish Charlotte Flair. And I want to start right there before we get into the show. Yo, how great is it that Becky Lynch heel turn is making fans actually start to boo?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I said this a long time ago when they started. I was like, you got to let her be a heel. Like, I get everybody wants to like her. I get everybody likes her. I get that, you know, they're really trying to, you know, back Becky. Like, but you got to let her be a heel. If you don't let her be a heel, this is going to be a waste. So I'm glad they're letting her do this stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad they're letting her be a heel, and that's one of the top things there. She's gets actually be a heel. That was great for to see Becky Lynch there. Also, it's good to see, you know, how DB interacted with The Miz, with R-Truth. I love Carmella's new hairstyle. I think that's great for her. As you mentioned, as we talked offline, it's amazing how WWE has just subtly shifted her into a babyface.
Okay, so I'm on board with that. First of all, I am on board with that. I think Carmella has a lot of potential. And, you know, I mean, like I said, you turn Becky heel, you got to turn somebody face. So she was doing nothing in the sense of she wasn't really, you know, after she lost the belt, that was really it. So I'm okay with them doing that. Something new.
I'm cool with that. I'm not mad at it. Don't hate it. I think it's good there. Hey, but we're here for the show tonight. We're not going to talk about Monday Night Raw because you can always listen to our recap show. Not here to talk about SmackDown. But we're here to talk about the matches that WWE or matches in wrestling that wrestling fans wanted to see and could have saw, but we didn't get. And there's a lot of matches out there that we didn't get. We finally got John Cena and The Undertaker. Many people don't like that because they didn't think it was a high-quality match. But, hey, guess what? You got it. You know, and that's one of the things that the fans always talk about. We never got Cena and Undertaker. Well, you did get it. It was a squash match, so be happy with it. But I'm going to start with you, Wizard. Yo, give me one of your matches that should have happened but didn't happen in the WWE.
Well, I mean, I guess you can say in wrestling.
Well, let's say wrestling. Let's not say WWE. Yeah. Let's say wrestling. Matches that could have happened in wrestling that did not happen.
Well, I think I'm going to start with the one that kind of, I guess you could call them the two franchises. I'm going to say HBK and Sting because they were their company's mainstays. And I know people are like, oh, Sting ended up going to, I'm talking about in the height of WCW versus WWF. Shawn never left. Sting never left. So that's probably the, and they were the top guys. Like, I can only imagine, like, the two of them, how I really think that would have went off so well. And we never got HBK and Sting, so that's, like, probably my top one, if anything, because of the what each guy meant in their company.
What kind of match would you put them in?
I mean, this would be a straight up, you know, 101. I mean, that's just, and sorry, I'm gonna be, you know, biased. That's why Shawn was so good. You didn't need to put Shawn in gimmick matches. You could, and he did great. But his main one-on-one matches were awesome enough where you didn't need a gimmick attached to it.
You know, I mean, I'm just thinking, and Bret Hart and Shawn had an Iron Man match. You know, why not Sting and Ric Flair had a 60-minute Iron Man match? Why not take these
Yeah, you could. I mean, I see where you're going with that. But I think you can't go. You have to build up to that. Those were matches that were built up to. Like, you know, Sting and Flair, I don't think had an Iron Man. I think they just went 60 minutes.
Yeah, they went 60 minutes. They went broad, you know, they went to the time limit draw.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, with that in itself, I mean, I don't think, as good as it would be, I don't think Shawn and Sting should be a 60-minute. I don't think that should be a 60-minute. You give them a good 25, that's good enough. But I don't think he goes 60 with them. That's just me. But
no, I mean, you got a point there. I think it would be a good match. Would you do it at Starrcade or WrestleMania? Which one would you put it at?
Oh, I mean, I guess depending on what, I honestly, depending on what company you would run it in. I mean, I'm assuming I'd go WrestleMania just because.
I mean, I would go WrestleMania. It depends on the time frame. I think there was a point where Starrcade was bigger than WrestleMania.
Yeah, I want to say I guess you could say that in essence. Starrcade deserves, but it will always get respect for kind of being the first kind of
big. I think it will be the second because it didn't last as long. But if you look at some of those Starrcade cards in the 80s, and compared to some of those WrestleMania cards, that Starrcade card was a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you that, but we're almost spinning into a new topic here, but the presentation and the emphasis of importance put with WrestleMania, I think, makes it bigger. And I'm only saying that because your Starrcades in the 80s, as big as they were, you know, and I was younger, but I can understand, I can still kind of grasp the concept that it seems like, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like Starrcade always had those great cards, but it was never really pushed as a spectacle as WrestleMania was. Like, WrestleMania was really pushed as the biggest sports entertainment attraction of the year. I mean, Starrcade, I feel like it had the quality of matches, and it was the blow-off to most, if not all, feuds for the year. But it just kind of seemed like, okay, it's Starrcade, that's their big card. Like I said, it all goes back to presentation in that WWF at that time, they pushed WrestleMania as you're watching something special. And you could tell because of, even though the quality of matches, you say, wasn't as good as Starrcade, which is true for the most part. I mean, WrestleMania tried to get everybody on the card. Even if it was the most hodgepodge of matches, they tried to get everybody on the card, and they tried to emphasize the importance of this being WrestleMania, the biggest, you know, attraction of the year for wrestling. So I always kind of give that nod to WrestleMania. And that could be a product of conditioning as well, but I mean,
all right,
you live and you learn.
You brought the match up. Who, and I probably already know your answer to this one. Who goes over this match? Shawn or Sting?
Oh, Shawn. Shawn goes over. I think you got to put Shawn over. I mean, well, you almost can't say that because, well, if it's face and face, I think you put Shawn over. if Sean's the true heel in this, then I think Sting goes over. Okay. Sean will make Sting look like a million bucks. Not that Sting needs him to, but Sean as a heel would make Sting look awesome.
So that's the next point. Sean's heel, and do you go Surfer Sting or do you go Crow Sting?
I think the best matchup, although Sting's, a lot of people regard Sting's better years as once he turned into the Crow Sting, I personally would have wanted to see, I think Sting's best work to me, this is me personally, my favorite Sting was Sting 93 to 96. Like that last part of Sting before he turned Crow, I think was some of Sting's best stuff. Because he got out of the, you know, he was getting out of the surfer part. He was just Sting. He was like the main guy. So I would do, I mean, this is all fantasy booking, but if the stars had aligned 95, 96 with Sean and Sting, I think that would have been probably the match of the year. Easy.
I can see that. I definitely give you that one. Definitely give you that one. And I'm going to stay right there with you. I'm going to say Sean wins this match over Sting. I think Sean, Sweet Chin Music, I think Sean actually wins over Sting. Not that Sting is a bad wrestler. I think they'll put on a great match. But just that HBK would, you know, hit Sweet Chin Music out of nowhere and pin
Sting. Yeah.
I think we still get the Stinger Splash. I think we still get the Scorpion Deathlock. But I just think HBK would hit the Sweet Chin Music and definitely get the pin over Sting. I think it would be a good match. And I was just messing with you. I think it would be beneficial in all eyes. More eyes will be on it at WrestleMania. We'll probably do a Starrcade WrestleMania show later. But and I tell you why.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, let's put that one. Yeah, we can. Absolutely.
Yeah, tell you why Starrcade was a little bit the longevity of WrestleMania over Starrcade. Nonetheless, I will give Shawn Michaels the win here. Another one we can stay there. I'm gonna stay with Shawn Michaels. I'm not saying he's gonna be the theme of the show tonight, but one match that we never got that I wish we could have got. Was Eddie Guerrero and Shawn Michaels. And the reason I like this one, because everybody talk about how good of a worker Eddie Guerrero was, and Eddie Guerrero was back then, and how Eddie Guerrero can make anything look good, definitely in the ring, and how Shawn Michaels is a great worker. They didn't have any heat. They didn't have anything like that. And to put these two guys in the ring together, I think it would have been just straight magic. They would have been good dance partners. I think they would have shut the house down.
Well, here's the thing, where as far as, you know, this is, it's kind of an urban legend or so, but it seems as though, and we never know, it's all rumor and hearsay from here on out now, unfortunately. I think they were gearing to Shawn versus Eddie at WrestleMania 22. And that was, you know, Eddie had passed right that November before WrestleMania 22. I think that's where they were going. I really do. Because I think that was going to spin off from the Survivor Series match with Raw versus SmackDown, where Eddie was on that SmackDown team before he passed. I think that's where they were going to go. I think, honestly, we would have gotten Shawn versus Eddie at WrestleMania. And that would have been great. And I think, you know what's crazy? I think they would have put Eddie over. I think they'd have put Eddie over in that match.
Because Eddie was hot at that time. Eddie had good heat at that time. Eddie was, you know, that during that time before his passing, Eddie was one of the top stars in WWE.
Yeah, he was, absolutely.
Eddie was the one, and I would dare not say that he was really one of the top main eventers. The fans loved him. People, merchandise sales was loving him. Women loved him. Eddie was all over the place during that time frame. And it would have been good for him and Shawn to get together.
Yeah, I think it would have happened, too. Just, you know, unfortunately, Eddie passed and didn't get it. So.
All right. So you got Eddie in there? You got Eddie getting the win?
I think you got, you know, I love Shawn, but I think at the time, I'm basing this solely on the timing we would have gotten it. If we would have gotten it, I think you would have put Eddie over.
I think Eddie gets to win there, too. I think Eddie just because of who Eddie Guerrero was, and Shawn may have got it back to, at another time. But the first one, I think Eddie would have got.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
Lie, cheat, or steal, Eddie would have got the first one from Shawn. Shawn might have rebounded from it, but I think Eddie would have got the first one. Just because he would have been able to, be able to put on a good match. And the fans would have loved it. The entrances by both guys would have been spectacular. And we know that their matches was good. It was going to be on the quality of Eddie Guerrero and Dean Malenko. If those two were hooked up in the ring.
Yeah.
Both guys absolutely. Are technically sound. Technically, definitely technically sound. So let's move on to another one. That's another one that... That everybody, that this one, I've heard a lot of rumors about that it was getting ready to happen. It was real close. Even one of the participants said it was getting ready to be close to happen. And they would even ask about it. And that's Abyss and the Take and Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to see Abyss and Taker. I thought Abyss and Taker was going to be like Mankind and Taker. We know that gimmick was, nobody may admit to it, that gimmick was stolen. The Abyss gimmick. But it would have been good to see because we – and shout out to Abyss who's getting ready to go into the Impact Hall of Fame, so at their Bound for Glory pay-per-view, getting ready to go to Impact Hall of Fame. But Abyss at the time where this was being rumored was hot. Abyss was –
oh, yeah, yeah.
Abyss was on fire at the time in Impact Wrestling. This was when Impact Wrestling was – and I may get a lot of comments about this, and go ahead and tweet me at GFather25. Impact Wrestling was the number two to WWE. This was Impact when people was really talking about.
You're
Impact
gonna get
Wrestling.
Somebody. I'm surprised if somebody even disputes that. They were definitely the number two.
Some people really believe that Impact was never really a number two. The Impact was just an indie that had money.
Impact was definitely the number two. I'm surprised if somebody would.
People would compare Ring of Honor and I'm an Impact. I never been number two. People were watching Impact Wrestling every Thursday night. You know, whatever night Impact went to. Impact messed up for, and this is not this Impact show. Impact messed up when they went head-to-head against WWE on Monday nights. Impact got messed up when Monday Night Football, when football expanded and went to Thursday nights. So they fell into a lot of luck. Impact, and people forget, remember, Impact was affected by that whole DirecTV situation summers ago. Mm-hmm. Where mm-hmm. people just couldn't watch Impact Wrestling whatsoever because of different TV's contract issues.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct.
And when people stop watching, you lose followers, you lose fans, and people don't come back.
They don't. Once they lose interest, they pretty much fall off.
Yeah, but let's get back here. Abyss Taker, what do you have? And this really, I'm really asking this one. Is this a gimmick match? Because I have a match that I want these two guys to be in, but I'm going to let you go first.
Absolutely a gimmick match. And if it isn't in the cell, I don't know where else you go. This is the one you've got to put it in there. With all the toys and then tricks and gimmicks inside of there, but it's got to be in there. There's nowhere else, no boiler room, no casket match. No burial, none of that. It's got to be in the cell. It's got to be. Got to be.
Yeah, I think this one definitely has to be Hell in a Cell match, Abyss and Taker. I wouldn't put this out of WrestleMania. This is not a WrestleMania match.
No, it's not. It's absolutely correct. It's not.
This one would not be at a WrestleMania. This one would just be a straight, it might be at a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, but these two guys.
Might be a SummerSlam. I would put it in a SummerSlam. It's not a WrestleMania match, though. It's not.
You said SummerSlam?
I would do a SummerSlam, and here's the reason why. And it's probably, taken away from what you're going to say, so I'm sorry ahead of time. The reason why it's not a WrestleMania match is because there's a good possibility Abyss wins it. that's why I say it. That's the reason why I'm saying it's not a WrestleMania match, because Abyss could easily win this match.
Do you think if Abyss was in the WWE that this would be the guy that you would pass the torch to instead of people was talking about Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
That the Taker would have passed the torch to Abyss.
Yeah. It could've.
I mean, Abyss was that dude. I mean, scary guy, baseball bat, baseball bat with barbed wire. This match would have put on a I would like to have seen this match in the Attitude Era, not in today's TV.
Yeah. You know what? I think, yeah, Attitude Era would have been good. But I think right in that weird area of WWE, right between like maybe 02 and 06, somewhere around there, could have been done there as well.
Okay. I can give you that one.
And you know what? It could have been done with either Taker. It could have been done with the Biker Taker or, you know, regular Undertaker. It could have been done with either one.
I think Biker Taker would have been decent for this match.
And you know what? Since you mentioned it, just randomly, you know, the whole thing about Bray Wyatt being, you know, getting the torch passed to him by Taker or whatever, but he just fell into a bad situation of timing. I mean, he fell into a feud with The Undertaker where Taker was coming off of his first loss at WrestleMania. Taker wasn't losing, whoever you put him against. Unfortunately, it just happened to be him, and it wasn't what happened. It wasn't.
But you know, with that, though, but their match at 31 could have been better. Now, we heard a lot of reports that Bray Wyatt hurt himself and why they was warming up and all this stuff. So Bray wasn't 100% going into the match.
I don't think that would have mattered. Yeah, I don't think it would have mattered. The match would have been good, you know, even if it would have been 10 times better than what it was. Nobody was beating Taker coming off from the 30 loss. Nobody.
I don't think nobody was beating him either coming off of 30. I think coming off of 30 that he was going to win. I think I agree with that on that point that they put him in a bad spot. Bray Wyatt was in a
absolutely
bad spot.
Absolutely, he did.
That coming off there, that Taker was going to win, which, let's be honest, he shouldn't have never been in that spot because Taker should have never lost at 30. Well, that's a whole different conversation.
Okay. Yeah, that's another conversation.
I don't think he should have lost at 30, but that's a whole different piece there. You know, just to see how things played out now, he should have never lost at 30. But I digress. So who you give the win to? Abyss or Taker?
Well, I said a couple of minutes ago that I could see Abyss winning it. I don't think he wins it, though. I think he gives it to Taker.
If it was at a Mania and this was Taker's last one, I would say Abyss. But at SummerSlam, I think Taker wins this as well, just because of the booking.
Yeah.
Just because of the book anywhere it's at. Let's move on to this one. I think this one is interesting that we have not seen. And I would think if we might could get it now, but I don't know if people want to see it now. And that's DB and that's Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle.
Yeah. I don't think people would want it. That's one that I know. The reason why I mentioned DB and Angle to you was because I think we could have got – there was a moment, maybe, 2013, 2014, somewhere around there, maybe as late as 2015, possibly. I think we could have gotten it, and I think that was probably the last, you know, chance that it would have been good. The Angle could have went, you know, full on. If we got it now, it would still be good. But it wouldn't be as good as what it could have been. Because I think, you know, obviously Angle's just limited now. And it just wouldn't have been as good. But I think in that kind of 2-3 year window, had we gotten it then, it would have been off the charts.
And I think so too. That was the time when Angle was just gotten to the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame again. I think that was the time where Angle was being rumored to come back over to the WWE,
but right,
they just couldn't work anything out.
Right,
they couldn't work it out, and then Angle set an Impact Wrestling for a couple years later, and they finally came over. And then when Angle first came back to WWE, Daniel Bryan was hurt, so you know, had an opportunity then if they wanted to ride it on. I think this would be a good match. Even today, I think this would be a good. I don't know who would you make heel in this match. I think you have to make Daniel Bryan. I would see they Kurt Angle had to be.
I think Kurt would have to be the heel. These matches are predicated on us saying somebody has to be heel. They're not necessary. This is almost like HBK and Sting, as I mentioned earlier. This doesn't have to be heel and heel. This doesn't have to be, or heel and face, I mean. This could be face and face. It could be. Although some of Daniel's best work was him being the heel. But I think, the same thing with Kurt as well. I think if you had to label face and heel, I think you do go Daniel Bryan as the face and Kurt Angle as the heel. It's just because Kurt as a heel, specifically in like 03, or not 03, really 02 through like 05, that time period of Kurt being a heel, I mean, he had a small little face run in there in 2003, but realistically, that heel run of him through those 2-3 years, that was probably his best work. And that's what, and specifically, like one of the matches that's, it's not underrated, but it's kind of forgotten because it was such a stacked card with Angle and Mysterio at SummerSlam in 02. Because that card was so stacked. It's like that match is forgotten because it was the opener. I mean, Kurt was a machine at that time. So Kurt was still just as good, though, in the early 2010s. So if we could have gotten him and Daniel Bryan then, it would have been great. So, yeah, if you had the label face and heel, you go Daniel face and Angle heel.
I get that. Who goes over?
That's probably the toughest one. Is it face heel or is it face face? I mean, what
it's
is
face
it?
Face face face?
Of course, I figured you were gonna say that. I'm going to say Daniel Bryan only because I don't think you have Daniel Bryan tap, and I don't think you have Kurt tap, but you don't have a move. Well, you kind of have the Angle Slam that you could do. I was thinking of a quick surprise move, and the running knee would have been, if Daniel Bryan catches the running knee on Angle, I think that's the match ender. And I think that's tough. Because there's an argument for Angle to go over. There's an argument for DB. I'm going to pick Daniel Bryan. No, I'm not. No, you know what? I'm sticking to it. I think this is hard, man. This is hard. This one's a hard one because you could go Kurt Angle. You wouldn't even bat an eye. You could really go Kurt Angle. You could.
I don't think anybody taps here, though. I don't think anybody taps.
I don't think anybody taps either. I think you got to go
submissions
pinfall.
Are put in. I think both submissions happen, but I don't think anybody taps.
Yeah, it's. But who do you go with? I mean, because Angle's a machine. Daniel Bryan's a machine.
Would this be a draw? Time limit draw? I'm gonna give it to Kurt Angle. I give Kurt Angle the win.
You know, I really feel like traditionally, I think because of the experience, and because I mean Daniel's great. You know what? Yeah, give it to Kurt. I think you gotta give it to Kurt.
I give it to him because
I think you gotta give it to Kurt. You're right. I think you gotta give it to Kurt.
You know, we definitely tough. Make arguments for Daniel Bryan. That's one of. I might put this over in a poll. Who do you see here, Daniel Bryan or Kurt Angle? Let us know. Tweet us at WME Podcast and let us know if it's Daniel Bryan or Kurt Angle. Since this one was tough for us, we might put a poll up too. Leave a comment in the. If you're watching us on YouTube, leave a comment. Is it Daniel Bryan or Kurt Angle? We'd like to know which one wins this match here. But, and I think that one's be a hard one. I think fans would be intrigued in that match. That match would go on for a long time and wouldn't be – I don't think it would be a boring moment in that match.
No. No. That, yeah. That, now that's one that could build to an Iron Man match. I think it'd have to be one, excuse me, more than one match.
Yeah.
But that could build to that.
I think so too. Hey, let's do this one. Let's go to, you know, the Battle of the Big Men. I'm going to take this one from you again. Dave Bautista, mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar, main roster.
And then yeah, seen and that OVW, was what I, yeah.
They've seen an OVW, but on the main roster, we did not see Brock Lesnar and Bautista get it on. This one right here, I think, has more interest in Goldberg and Bautista, Goldberg and Brock Lesnar for me.
I think so too.
Because they
absolutely agree.
These guys are both athletic. They're both hard hitters. They wouldn't back down from each other. We know Bautista is not a person who will back down. And we know that Bautista, being in the shape and the condition that he could go, could actually wrestle. Now, we know Goldberg didn't have the ability to actually wrestle. He was a brawler, per se. Couldn't go the long matches. And Brock can actually wrestle. So these two guys will be in a hard-hitting match. I wouldn't make this a gimmick match or anything like that. This would just be a straight-up one-on-one match. No special guest referee or anything like that. These two guys would just go ahead and get it on in this mm-hmm. match. I would have to... This would, to me, has to be a WrestleMania match.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think so, too.
And because just because it's Brock Lesnar, a big money match, a big money feel, big money place. And I'm going to say the WrestleMania that I would have picked this been at would have been probably 29 or 30 if I had to pick one. If Brock would have came back, Bautista was there, I would have given it 29.
Hmm. Okay.
Just to add to, that card, to add that card where it was more that WrestleMania, because you already had The Rock, you already had John Cena, but I would have just added those two guys to that card to see where they could go and where they could take it to.
I hear you. The only reason why I mentioned this one as far as making sure I said main rosters because I want to make sure they're like, no, they're full of rings. Okay, but I think at this one, at their peaks, I think I would have wanted, if I had to pick a WrestleMania, probably 22. I know Bautista was hurt at that time, but I think Brock would have really been coming into his own because he would have been in the company about 4 years by then, and so would Bautista at that point, pretty much. I think from a big man standpoint or a bigger, you know, more hard-hitting standpoint, I think that would have been our equivalent to kind of our John Cena, Randy Orton feud. I think with Bautista and Brock Lesnar could have had that long-going thing as well. But unfortunately, Lesnar was gone, so didn't get it, but I think Lesnar and Bautista in the mid-2000s would have been excellent at that time.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I wish Brock Lesnar had never left.
Oh, I definitely say that. I wish he had never left.
Yo, that's the point where I wish that Brock had never moved on and went to try his hand at the NFL. I know mm-hmm. it made him a bigger star for UFC, but some of the matches that he could have had while he stayed, we might not have got the, as they say, the unique Brock Lesnar that he is right now mm-hmm. if he had not gone to the UFC, because I think when he went there, he really made himself, we already knew he was legit, but he just legitimized himself even more by going to the UFC. But if he would have stayed in the WWE, at the time, he would have seen much more matches out of Brock Lesnar. His style would have been different. Also, if he never took the moonsault and fell on his neck, we would have seen mm-hmm. a different type of style of Brock Lesnar's, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go first. Who gets to win here?
Brock Lesnar. I didn't think it's a second thought. As good as this match would have been, as much as you would have wanted to give the... It depends on timing. I mean, Batista in 05, 06 was, and 07 pretty much was white hot. So there could be an argument made to where you could go Batista over Lesnar, specifically because Lesnar was already an established main eventer, and you probably could have given Batista the win over Lesnar to put him over that hump. But I think just purely straight up, I think you got to go Lesnar. I think you give it to Lesnar. I just think Lesnar is probably the safest bet as far as to throw somebody in there or to bet on. He's probably the safest bet in the history of wrestling as far as betting, as maybe more than Undertaker as a safe bet to win is Lesnar.
Yeah, Lesnar is always a safe bet. I think people love Brock Lesnar. I think Lesnar and against Batista this time, I think you go Brock Lesnar as well. I think Brock Lesnar has to get the win on there. And I think Brock Lesnar will continue to win in the WWE when he comes back. But I definitely have to give it to Brock Lesnar. We started off with this one, and next one I want to go to, we started off with this one, and we was real close to getting this one as well. To the point when we even started to see the promos that we thought was going to get this one. And that's Sting versus The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Sting versus Undertaker. And I've been one that always talked about this. I didn't want to see it at WrestleMania 32, I believe, in Texas Stadium. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Didn't want to see it there. I was like, man, because I thought they were past their prime. And I have to take Taker and Sting at their prime when I talk about this match. I can't talk about it when Sting actually came over to the WWE. And I think that's one of the reasons WWE never did it, because Sting, they knew that it wouldn't have been good because they were both past their prime.
Right.
This thing.
You know what? But that's one of. Here's the thing, though, Glenn.
What?
I think that's one of the few matches where, even though they were old at that point, I think the mystique of Taker and Sting would have carried it over. I mean, granted, it would have been bad in a sense that they were older, but I think the fans would have been into it. Almost would have been like Rock and Hogan, that you kind of, I mean, Hogan could still go, but you knew Hogan was older, but you almost didn't care. It would have been like that.
Unless Sting was coming off of that Jerry's World, Jerry's Tron, I didn't want to see
it.
Unless he was going to propel down, I didn't want to see it.
Well, fair enough.
We're not talking about that time. We're talking about overall. So let's put both of these guys at their prime. Taker versus Sting.
Okay.
I'm going to go Crow Sting here. I'm not going California Surf Boy Sting. I'm going Crow Sting versus The Undertaker with the black hat, the black trench coat, Taker. No gimmick match here. This is straight up match between Taker and Sting. And I'm gonna put this one in WWE. I just keep saying it. This is in WWE. WrestleMania, because it has to be there. Sting actually gives Taker his first loss. I'm gonna call it. If Taker was gonna give it to anybody, he was gonna give it to Sting at that time, in their prime. If Sting would have came over, and I'm talking about Sting coming over when WCW closed down, we wouldn't be talking about the streak here in 2018.
Yeah. You put it like that, yeah, I think you give it to Sting. If the streak is still intact and you have Sting and you have Taker, I think Sting wins it. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think Sting's with Scorpion Death Drop. Take Scorpion Death Drop. Taker doesn't. He doesn't submit. That's a question. And you're the wizard. Have Taker ever submitted?
I'm thinking about it.
Maybe that's a question for the fans. If y'all remember a match with Undertaker,
I feel like I think they did it in a swerve, like a. I think they did it with Angle. Why do I think they did it with Angle? That Taker put Angle in the last ride, and Angle got.
Gotta check that out.
You know, I feel like they've done it to where there's that they did it to where there was, you know, a double pin, a double match ender situation. But yeah, I think it's happened, but not a straight up loss.
Gotcha. No, so you give this thing, I give this thing. Let's move to this one. This one, I think we're gonna stay on the Kurt Angle thing. We'll go back to Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart, which we never saw.
Right. Yeah.
I think Kurt Angle, Bret Hart. This one to me, WWE would have been good, but I'm gonna throw a swerve here. I'd love to see this one in Impact Wrestling.
Oh, I'm dumb. Sorry. The controversial one with Taker and Brock from SummerSlam. Didn't Undertaker tap in that one? But they ended up giving it to Taker instead of Lesnar.
Yes.
Or something like that. Yeah. I think that one too.
I that's what in my mind, because we both was there, but Taker won the match, so I didn't count it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I think all of those instances of Taker tapping has always been something where it's ended up being controversial. So.
Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle. And like I said, I'll have to do this one in Impact Wrestling. And I know Bret never been in Impact Wrestling, so I know, don't give me any tweets, don't give me all that, but I just think Bret Hart, I think Kurt Angle did a lot of his good work in Impact Wrestling.
It still could have been done in WWE.
It could have been done in WWE.
I'd like to see it in Impact Wrestling when Kurt was at his heyday.
I mean, at the height of his career.
Well, here's the thing, is that for the most part, I mean, as much as people consider Kurt a WWE guy, he's realistically, his best years were in TNA.
Right. His best work and some of his best years was in Impact Wrestling. You know, so that's why I would say if he was at his best, Bret Hart, let's do it in WWE. This is a Survivor Series match.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Survivor Series match. Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart. No titles. I wouldn't put a U.S. title, nothing like that. I think these two guys would go ahead and get it as well. I think be a very good technique match, very technically sound match. I don't think it would be as good as Eddie Guerrero and Shawn Michaels that we talked about earlier, but I think that Kurt Angle and Bret Hart would have put on a decent match, a good enough match that we still be talking about this match to this day. If it ever would have happened.
Yeah. Mm.
And you could have played up the whole USA versus Canada gimmick if you wanted to.
Yeah, you definitely could have.
That would have been Bret Hart would be heel, Kurt Angle be the US, Kurt Angle be face in this match. And I think Kurt Angle will go over here. Kurt will go over this match.
Yeah, that's because Kurt's gonna always get the nod because he's a pure wrestler. That's why I always think Kurt's gonna get the nod over other guys. But I think Kurt wins this, as cheesy as this reason may sound, they use it again. I think it's because Kurt has another finisher, purely kayfabe. Kurt has another finisher that he can win off the pin. Bret doesn't have a finisher that he can win off the pin, and I just don't see Angle tapping. I don't.
Nah, I don't see Angle tapping.
Although it'd be no shame with Angle tapping to the sharpshooter. It wouldn't. And I could still see a plausible reason for Bret winning, But I think purely off of Angle being able to hit the Angle Slam, I think you got to give the Angle over Brett.
Right. I think so too.
Absolutely.
I think Angle gets the win here. I think Brett would try to do the sharpshooter, but it wouldn't work. Kurt Angle would pop out, hit him up, slam to the rope, maybe Angle Slam there, and get the win. I think Angle Slam will get the win over Bret Hart. And it'll be the crowd go wild cheering USA, USA, USA. Let's go to the one that everybody really wants to hear. And everybody already knows this is one of the main ones that everybody wanted to see and never got a chance to see. And that's Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I think everybody wanted to see this one. And I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this one... I don't think this one would have been as good as everybody thought it was going
to
be.
I don't think so either. I think it's just they were two of the top faces ever.
I think you would have got the nice pop, the nice cheers. Ask you this. What it would have been, would have had been close to what Rock and Hogan was at 18?
No. No. Not at all. Not even close. And another one in that same vein, actually, just with those same two guys, we never got Cena and Hogan, obviously, and we never got Cena and Stone Cold.
No, never did.
And I think Cena and honestly, I think Cena and Austin would have been better than Hogan and Austin.
I think Hogan too. I think Cena does the job for Austin.
Yeah, I think so too.
Just based off of what happened with Taker at last WrestleMania, I think Cena does the job for Austin. I think the fans would have loved to see that as well. So I think that would have been one of those type deals. Then again, Austin may have let Cena go over.
What's funny, and that's what I was about to say, because I was going to give you your match prediction right now. I think Hogan goes over Austin. I just, for some reason, I don't know what it is. I don't think Austin kicks out of the leg drop. I think Rock would, obviously. I don't think Austin kicks out of the leg drop. I think it would suck.
Hogan kicks out the stunner, though.
Oh, yep, that's what I was about to say. It would suck if Hogan kicks out of the stunner. And that would be the end of the match right there. I don't think there's a recovery. Unless you did something where you did like Hogan and Warrior, where, you know, Hogan kicks out of the stunner, but Hogan misses the leg drop, and Austin pops up and stuns him again and wins it. That would be the way you'd have to end that if you're going to have Austin win it.
See, if I was booking that match, you know how that match would end? That match would end with Vince McMahon screwing Stone Cold.
For Hogan, yeah. Yeah.
For Hogan. That would be the only match that we talked about that would be interference. It would be Vince McMahon screwing Hulk Hogan. I mean, screwing Stone Cold to get Hogan over.
See that. Absolutely.
And I think that would be one of the matches there that will get there. And of course, everybody wants to see CM Punk and Stone Cold. I don't know how close we were to ever getting that match.
I think Austin goes over.
Oh, yeah. I think when you bring up CM Punk and WWE, I think they had any chance they had an opportunity to stick it to him, he was going to get stuck to.
Yeah, I mean, we say that in hindsight, but
yeah, I think it was going to be stuck. I think he would have got the match there. I think Austin would have got it over Stone. Austin would have got it over CM Punk. You know, Hogan, I think Cena, if we really look at it though, and talking about matches with Cena had The Rock. Cena never had one of those older legends that really we could say passed the torch to John Cena type matches.
Sure, yeah.
You know, a lot of guys had that pass the torch moment, and Cena never had that. I don't know if that was just by the product of there was a lot of injuries, product of the time period that he was in. A lot of people were already gone, but he never had that moment there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But some people just was just his peers there. The last one that I think would have been a good match, and people want to joke about it and talk about it. And it's of course it's Hogan, and we talked about Hogan and we talked about Stone Cold. Wouldn't it have been fun during the Attitude Era to actually saw Vince McMahon and Eric Bischoff?
No.
You wouldn't want to see that?
No.
Hey.
No. That's just me. No.
Shane and Eric.
No. Not Shane. Eric wasn't a performer at that time. I mean, he just wasn't. I mean, Eric was a different kind of heel antagonist. I just didn't see him in the ring. Vince had the storylines going where you could see Vince in the ring.
Yeah.
Eric was just he was a different type of heel. I just wouldn't have wanted to see him in the ring.
Plus, Vince was jacked too.
Yeah, exactly.
Vince definitely was jacked. Vince was jacked. Yo, let us know what you think. What matches did you want to see that you hadn't saw? There's some now that still could play out that we could see here in the near future. I think one of the ones that a lot of people want to see in the future is I want to see Roman Reigns take on The Rock. I think that's one that a lot of people want to see.
We'll probably get that.
I don't know, man. I don't think we get that one. And that's just the only reason. Based off The Rock's schedule, I don't think we get Roman Reigns and The Rock anytime soon. I would like to see it. Love to see who people root for and go for, but I don't think we get The Rock and Roman Reigns anytime soon. I hope I'm wrong.
I think you are. I think we do get it.
All right, so if we do get it, who goes over?
Roman.
No, sir. I think Rock goes over regardless. I think Rock is one of those wrestlers who, when it's his last match, he actually wins.
Okay. I mean, if it's you put that stipulation on it, that makes it different. I think, well, you know what? Let me take that back. Yeah, with the way Roman is now, had this been 2015, I think Roman goes over. If it's now, yeah, I think Rock goes over. I think you're right. I think Rock goes over Roman.
Yeah, you know, I think Rock goes there. Anybody else that you see that's half retired, I'm going to say half retired, a match you want to see?
Not that I can think of right now, no.
Nah, not neither. I think that's the main one. That's the biggest one on the card right now will be that one. I'll see where they go together and see how it flows and how it maneuvers. Another one I think would be good that hopefully do get on the main roster would be Ricochet taking on Daniel Bryan. I think that would be interesting to see. Or Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, well, we got time.
Oh, we definitely got time. Just some of those that I would like to see. WWE Daniel Bryan and Adam Cole. And right now, I take Velveteen Dream Baby and Seth Rollins.
I can see that.
Be a good one to see. Hey, but nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on the Wrestling Marks of Excellence as we talked about matches that that should have happened in the WWE or should have happened in wrestling. Hey, if you like this show, any other show, go ahead and hit the subscribe button on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and YouTube. Make sure you hit that bell notification so you never miss any of our episodes. Hit the subscribe button, go on Apple iTunes, and leave a 5-star review and let us know how we're doing. Leave a comment in the comment section below. As always, Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if it's not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.